Chapter 27. More on the creation. Back to the creation. Recall the lesson you have just recently received on duality versus 1. There is only one. What you perceive as multiple is truly only one, so when you separate God from the creation, you have put thy problem to non-solution. The creation is above all, and God is one with the creation. You are one with God, therefore also one with the creation, so you become a unit of one within God and creation. What you make effort to do is separate the facets into separate things, and they are not, they are aspects of one. Co-creators, co-organizers, co-experiencers, co-thought producers, co-players, and on into infinity, the circle of being. The problem lies in the effort at separation. The solution lies within the oneness. Since Paul is the most persistent questioner on this subject, let me example. Paul has an aspect that is gentle and all-giving. He also has an aspect that is quite cruel and selfish. Paul has an aspect that is a father, another aspect angry and resentful of his children. Paul is a teacher, but another aspect is foolish and cannot learn. Paul is married, but another aspect has no attachments whatsoever. Paul is an engineer, but one aspect cannot fix a good sandwich. You each have myriads of aspects. Can God and creation be granted as much? So be it, for it is so. As long as you separate and identify as if there were more than one, you will not understand, you cannot understand. All is one. There can be no who came first. It began and will end in oneness. For neither is there a beginning or an ending, there only is. All goes forth from entity source, and therefore all will come back unto source. Just as if you reached forth your hand and picked up a morsel of food and placed it in your mouth, the hand and fingers went forth, still part of the one. You picked up a morsel of food and brought it back and placed it into thy mouth. Now the hand, fingers, and morsel of food have become one with you, however, in turn. You have then just become one with the morsel of food. The entirety of all is only perceived aspects of one. And no less, and do not try to make it more, for it is and no more, and therefore and no less. You ones of earth plane, look about you and perceive all things as separate manifested energy forms. A chair, a table, a typewriter, a cooking pot, you perceive the same array within a dream of your choosing in thy night, and it is one. All, beloved ones, is perception of aspects of the one. The higher understanding of these things come with thy opening, insight, at its proper time of fulfillment into knowledge. Ponder these things, yes, but working on them too diligently only fogs thy receivers. All things within the universe are simple, orderly, wise, completely feasible, and if you clear thy circuits, the information can flow within. Now Paul can go ask Ranos to explain it to him, but he will only get Ranos' explanation of his own perception. Dharma a bit different perception, and Alan and Oberly will simply look foolishly at both of you and wonder what in the world is wrong with you. All you need accept is that you are a working aspect of the whole and go about whatever it is that aspect of God is experiencing.